American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The Supreme Court is keeping on hold the latest multi-billion dollar student debt relief plan from the Biden administration, while multiple lawsuits make their way through lower courts. The justices today rejected an administration request to put most of it back into effect. It was blocked by the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Department of Education is seeking to provide a faster path to loan cancellation and reduce monthly income-based payments. Axios is reporting that if elected, Kamala Harris pledges to spend millions of dollars on the wall that is on the southern border. As AFN's Chris Woodward reports, Harris has never been a fan of the wall.
This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on,
you know what,
instead of a wall.
That was Kamala Harris in 2019. She was just a senator then, and it was not the only time Harris criticized the border wall.
We cannot continue to have an administration and a president of the United States who puts his vanity projects ahead of the needs of the people of our country.
Now that Axios is reporting Harris pledges to spend millions of dollars on the border wall, has Harris had a change of heart? Ryan Walker of Heritage Action does not think so.
Kamala Harris, over the past 3-4 weeks, has been trying to reinvent herself. And unfortunately for her, that means reversing every policy position she has taken for her entire political career. She has advocated for things like an open southern border. She has said that illegal immigrants are not criminals, that it shouldn't be criminalized to illegally cross the border. She supported things like the Green New Deal and universal health care administered by the federal government. So no, I don't think that this is her actual position. I think that she's taking the politically advantageous position and trying to lie to the American people.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are kicking off a 2-day bus tour in Georgia. West Virginia has a referendum to put an assisted suicide ban in the state constitution. Pat McGeehan, state delegate for West Virginia, appeared on Washington Watch.
So the amendment just places what's already illegal in West Virginia into the state constitution for more security going forward. It's implicitly illegal in West Virginia, but we want to send a message against this sort of nihilistic euthanasia movement sweeping the Western world to other red states like ours, like West Virginia. Like, this is the gold standard. You need to have it in the state constitution.
He said a message needs to be sent. He also talked about Canada.
In Canada right now, it is the fifth leading cause of death. And it's horrific once you start looking into what's going on in Canada. 10 states have legalized euthanasia in one form or another now. Oregon and Vermont just recently now opened up their euthanasia programs to not just their state residents, but to non-residents.
He went on to say that Oregon and other states have hotels and Airbnbs that cater to what he calls euthanasia tourism. He said in Portland, social workers come by and pick up the bodies the next day and burn them. A Texas woman retires from the popular burger chain Whataburger after 54 years of service, outlet WFAA reports. Connie Claxton was a young mom trying to balance raising kids and commuting to an office job in downtown Dallas, but the flexible hours of the fast food industry sounded appealing. She quit her job and joined Whataburger back in 1970.
Married one of my customers. I would take his order. He had a special needs boy. He was so kind to them, and I thought, man, what would it be like to marry to him? So I got up this morning and I thought, you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for letting me do it one more day. Well, it's just been a blessing. I just thank the Lord every day.
Amen. Claxton said she would eat a junior burger every morning. And that's all our time for now. We invite you to go to AFN.net to find more. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.